For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to Zaslow Show 2.0, presented from day one by Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You're dealing with any kind of accident, any personal injury, slip and fall, motorcycle, car accident, bike. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Title sponsors from day number one. No, before day number one of Zaslow Show 2.0, my guys Mark Anajar, Glenn Levine, Ellie Anajar, they believe in me. If you're listening to the show right now and you're dealing with any kind of personal injury, I'm sending you to my friends, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. You don't have to deal with the insurance companies. You don't have to deal with the medical bills. You need to focus on getting right. That's where they come in. They handle all the stuff that you don't want to be bothered with. You need to make sure you're getting healthy, and they're going to make sure you're getting the money that you deserve. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE. That's 800-747-3733. Proud title sponsors of Zaslow Show 2.0. Welcome aboard. This is Zaslow Show 2.0.
Great moments are born from great opportunity. And that's what you have here tonight, boys. That's what you've earned here tonight. One game. If we played them 10 times, they might win 9. But not this game. Not tonight. Tonight, we skate with them. Tonight, we stay with them. And we shut them down because we can. Tonight, we are the greatest hockey team in the world. You were born to be hockey players. Every one of you. And you were meant to be here tonight. This is your time. Their time is done. It's over. I'm sick and tired of hearing about what a great hockey team
the Oilers
have. Screw them. This is your time. Now go out there and take it.
Welcome, Zaslow Show 2.0. It is a Monday, the 24th of June. Good to have you aboard, part of the Believe Podcast Network, and presented as always by Anajar and Levine, Accident Attorneys, 800-747-FREE, 800-747-3733. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, if you're dealing with a personal injury, we're not talking about your hurt from the Panthers losing Game 6 on Friday night in Edmonton. We're talking about a legitimate injury. First, you call 911. Then, Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. Let them put their skills to work for you. Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys. 800-747-FREE. 800-747-3733. We are here. Game 7 of the Stanley Cup Final is tonight. Right here in our backyard in Sunrise. 10 minutes. From where I live here, 10 minutes from the Zaslow Mansion. a little too expensive to go to. So we're going to be watching it right here in the Zaslow Mansion family room, which we all know turns into the serious room once the game starts. And then hopefully after the game, it turns into the Zaslow Mansion celebration room. Now, good time to make sure everybody knows BetOnline. That's your number one source if you want to get in on the action. All your sports betting needs, baseball, golf, soccer, everything going on all summer long, all the top fights in UFC, MMA, boxing, every stat, every matchup, even live odds and spreads while the games are being played. When the game is over, you head on over to BetOnline's online casino. Get in on a game of blackjack or poker. Unwind with one of over 150 slot games. Head to the BetOnline website today. Get in on the action. Use promo code BELIEVE for your 50% welcome bonus. BetOnline. The game starts here. So I think you guys, we're doing all Panthers today. All right. We're going to be joined by ESPN senior NHL writer Greg Wyshynski. He's been all over the series, of course. He joined us earlier in the series. What was it? Was it before game two, maybe? I don't remember. Whatever. But we'll get Wyshynski on, and we'll go over everything that we need to be ready for, everything we need to be prepared for tonight. If there were any line changes or anything like that, we'll get Wyshynski on coming up in a little bit here. But first, so Friday night, I can't hide it. I was hurt after game six. I was hurt, man. You know, and I told you this after game four, right? I'm super excited for game five. If the Panthers lose, I'm going to be super excited for game six. If they lose that, I'm going to be super excited for game seven. So, yes, I am incredibly excited about the possibilities that tonight lend us. But I was hurt after game six on Friday night. And the worst part is having to wait the extra day. Now, I think the extra day actually winds up helping the Panthers. It get further and further away from game six, further and further away from having lost three games in a row. But I was hurt on Friday. I could not sleep. I slept a little bit better last night, but now I'm all jacked up because of excitement. I was very, very hurt Friday night. And look, we've been through this before, okay? I don't care about the infamy that's going to come with losing a series after being ahead 3-0. I don't care about that. It's different from like last year where, and by the way, has this ever happened where two straight years, two teams in the same city, two teams you're a fan of, two straight years, your teams are on the verge of blowing a 3-0 series lead? Last year, the Heat, this year, the Panthers. There's no way that that has ever happened before, right? I don't care about that so much. I'm not concerned about blowing a 3-0 lead. I care about blowing a chance to win the Stanley Cup. I don't know when or if we're ever going to get back to this place. It is not lost on me that the Florida Panthers had been a poverty franchise for so long. And the chance to have the Stanley Cup, the chance to win this thing, and 2 years in a row, and then not to get it done when we had four direct opportunities, that's the part that potentially crushes me. I don't care about the blow in the 3-0 lead. It's happened before in the National Hockey League. It's happened four times. It's happened once in the Stanley Cup final. In basketball, like last year, it was different. That was going to be forever blowing. Like in that moment when the Heat were down, when the Heat had lost three straight and we were going to game seven. First of all, it's the worst I'd ever taken a loss. After the Heat lost, remember, it was Derek White. Derek White with the buzzer beater in game six. And then we got to go to Boston and home court advantage. Massive, massive deal, all right? And the Celtics have all that momentum. But on top of it, it's being the first time ever and the only time a team has blown a 3-0 lead. The Celtic fan is going to get to point and laugh at me over that forever. Like, I couldn't handle the idea of that. If you would have told me in that moment, which was more important, winning the championship or not blowing this 3-0 lead? I would tell you, not blowing the 3-0 lead is more important. This scenario, it's not the same. I don't care about blowing the 3-0 lead. I care about blowing the Stanley Cup. I just want to win the Stanley Cup. Now, I am on ESPN Radio today. I'm hosting Freddie and Harry from 3 to 7 p.m. I'm doing the show the whole week. So I'm doing Freddie and Harry the whole week from 3 to 7 p.m. Make sure you listen on ESPN Radio alongside Top Girl Amber Wilson. So Amber and I are doing Freddie and Harry today from 3 to 7. You know we're going to represent the Panthers. It's going to be a lot of fun. So I hope you listen. You're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 right now in the future. You're in the future. No spoilers. I don't know what's happened yet. You're in the future. You're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0, whatever time it is. I appreciate that. And then when you get done with today's episode, flip on over to ESPN Radio. We're going to take you up until 7, and then we're only an hour and 20 minutes away till puck drop at 8:20. I've been all over ESPN these last few days. I'm guesting on shows. They're calling me up. Can you call in? This I was on Greeny the other day. I was on Hammer and Emmett the other day. I was on Amber and Ian the other day. Today, I'm going to pop in on Carlin versus Joe. I'm all over ESPN because of the Florida Panthers, which is fantastic. I'm so thrilled. The timing is so great. And hopefully, it brings all kinds of new and permanent listeners to Zaslow Show 2.0. I love you long time if you're new. Same thing with the appearance on the Lebatard Show on Friday. If you didn't catch that, you can go back. I yelled at Greg Cody a lot. You can go back and watch the Lebatard Show on YouTube from Friday. That was a lot of fun. And I can tell you with certainty, I'm going to be on the Lebatard Show a lot more now moving forward. So that's really great. I'm super excited about that. And all of it hopefully bringing in new fans, new listeners to Zaslow Show 2.0. That's my favorite part. And I love you long time. I appreciate you guys hanging out with us. If you found the show because of my appearances on the Lebatard Show or because of my appearances on ESPN Radio. Really amazing. I'm really proud of that. So make sure you catch me today, and especially because I'm going to be alongside Top Girl Amber Wilson. We're going to have a lot of fun. And it's funny because, so I'm going to stretch right now where this is day 7 out of, I think, 13 consecutive days that I'm hosting on ESPN Radio. I'm doing major day part every day this week. I did 3 of them last week, and I'm doing Tuesday through Friday major day parts next week. It's awesome. But when my team is involved in a big story, you know, there's a difference between doing the local shows, which I did for almost 20 years on 790 The Ticket, and doing national, where I got to take a step back and I got to think, okay, this is so huge to me. Stanley Cup Finals, Florida Panthers. It's the biggest thing in my world, but is it a big thing nationally? And I turn on ESPN Radio. Like, for instance, Saturday morning, I turned on Hammer and Golden, and they're talking about this for an hour straight. And I'm like, okay. So when I'm hosting my show coming up, I'm doing game day Saturday afternoon or yesterday, Sunday afternoon. I know now it's not just my sensibilities that tell me the Florida Panthers and the Stanley Cup Final is the biggest story in sports. This is the biggest story in sports. Which, so it's been really great being able to talk about it and spend so much time on the Florida Panthers. I mean, hell, how many years on 790 A Ticket would I tell you guys how great the Stanley Cup playoffs are and how much I love the Florida Panthers and just thinking about how amazing it would be to actually watch the Stanley Cup playoffs and the, not even the finals, but watch the Stanley Cup playoffs and the Panthers are in it. And now we have reached the mountaintop. We're right there and we can grab it. We're at the last step of reaching the peak of sports fandom, and that's the Stanley Cup, the biggest game in the history of the Stanley Cup Final is right here in South Florida. What I believe is the biggest game in the history of South Florida sports. I'm not talking about the biggest game ever for any of our teams, because, for instance, the Miami Dolphins trying to win the Super Bowl 1972 and capping off a perfect season, that's the biggest. But that game was not in South Florida. That game was not here. That game was not 10 minutes from the Zaslow Mansion. This game tonight, I believe, is the biggest game ever in the history of South Florida sports taking place here in South Florida. That's the peak of sports fandom. So if you're nervous, great. You're anxious, great. You're scared, that's okay. But we have a chance for a forever moment. Our favorite little hockey team, the greatest hockey team in the land, the Florida Panthers, have a chance. Not only are they in the biggest game in the history of the Stanley Cup Final, but then have a chance to win the Stanley Cup Final while playing in the biggest game in the history of the National Hockey League. And if you cannot get fired up for that, if you are not so excited about that, get the fuck out of here. Tonight is going to be amazing. I can't wait for this game tonight. Let's go. Let's do it. Best night of my life coming up. It's okay to be scared. It's all right to be nervous. But don't pull this shit how this series is over or the Panthers are cooked or they can't win tonight. What are you talking about? Been great all year. And you know what? Which is more likely? A great hockey team wins four games in a row, Oilers, or a great hockey team doesn't lose four games in a row, Panthers. I'm making it very simplistic. I think there's a greater chance a great hockey team doesn't lose four games in a row. And the game's here on home ice. And you know, I've already explained this to you. Last change, being able to get our lines on and our defensive pairings on the ice against their top lines when we want, when Paul Maurice chooses. That is a major, major advantage. That's what home ice is about. That's what home ice advantage is. So the Panthers, yes, they've lost three in a row. Two of those three games have been in Edmonton, where the Oilers are great. They're a great home team. Well, they've won three in a row, but two of those three games were in their barn. Coming after we beat them in their barn, okay? And they get last change in two of those three games. I think that's a really, really big deal. I'm so excited for tonight. The chance to win the Stanley Cup. We now have a classic Stanley Cup final. No matter what happens, it's a classic. How we got here, it's a classic. And it is the biggest game in the history of the Stanley Cup final. It's the greatest player in the world trying to come from behind 0-3 and bring the Stanley Cup back to Canada. It's the biggest game in the history of the National Hockey League. And your favorite little hockey team, the Florida Panthers, are playing it on home ice. Unbelievable circumstance. I have the opportunity tonight for the greatest moment in my sports fan life. Now, depending on how much you care about the Panthers, you have that opportunity as well. Tonight has a chance to be a forever moment. I want it so bad. I want it for myself. I want it for my boys. They've never witnessed one of their teams winning a championship. My oldest was only 4 years old when the Heat last won. I want it for us to share together. I want the moment, I want the joy of all of us together. That's what's on the line tonight. Sports are the best. Sports has an opportunity to give us that tonight. I wish I was going. I do. Cheapest ticket right now, I think it's a little more than $1,200 to get in the building. And like I told you, it's me times three. Can't do it. Like my wife, God bless her, was entertaining the idea of allowing me to buy the tickets. I told this a stupid conversation. What are we doing? All right. So tonight, shaking things up a little bit. Now, I'll bring people over to the Zaslow Mansion family room, the Zaslow Mansion serious room, it becomes at 8:20 tonight, to watch the games. But it's got to be people I trust, all right? I've had friends over this series. Tonight, bringing in the big guns. Invited my dad over. Got my father coming over. We're adding him to the equation. Hoping that brings a little bit of luck for us here tonight. My younger son has been in Ottawa, in Canada, for the last few days. He's flying back. He's getting in right before the game starts. We got my older son. He's dialed in as well. So the four Zaslow men. That's right. Three generations of Zaslows. We're all together tonight. We're in the Zaslow Mansion serious room. I'm totally good watching it here. Looking for a forever moment, a forever memory tonight. Now, a couple other things we got to get to here. Number one. Who's going to beat the drum tonight? Who's going to bang that drum tonight? Now, the obvious answer is, can you get the Hawk Tua girl? I don't think she's going to do it. So outside of getting the Hawk Tua girl, who should bang the drum tonight? We know what a disaster it was game 5, where you had Jack Nicklaus, who was whispering into that drum. horrific idea. I hated it from the get-go. I told you, there are three names. You got to get one of them for tonight. It better be someone enormous. Now, I see some people out there, oh, it's got to be Luongo. No, I love Roberto Luongo. He's a horrendous idea. Roberto Luongo has played in one Stanley Cup final. He was in goal, losing game seven. Roberto Luongo is an awful idea to bang the drum tonight. There are three options to bang the drum. Dwayne Wade, Eric Spoelstra, or The Rock. That's it. Unless there's someone that I'm not thinking of that would be just as good. You got to get the biggest of guns. And I don't say someone like Marino because he's done it this year. You got three options. Dwayne Wade, Eric Spoelstra, or The Rock. Get one of those three. That's what we're talking about. This is important. And for folks who are going to the game tonight, God bless you. For folks who are going to the game tonight, you need to bring that shit for 60 minutes. If the Panthers go down 1-0, okay, we're not going to win by a shutout. Bobrovsky already won a game by a shutout this series. He's likely not going to do it again. If the Panthers go down 1-0, even if they go down 2-0, you saw the way they came back on fire in game five. I thought they were going to pull it off. You're not just bringing it when things are getting excited. You're bringing it for 60 minutes. How can you pay the money you're paying to go to this game tonight and not leave it all out there? The players are going to leave it all out there. You need to leave it all out there. I'm not even saying you need to be like that Edmonton crowd because holy shit, are they phenomenal. You don't even have to be that. You know, hockey is their life. But you saw the way Edmonton behaved in game six. They were incredible. They were incredible. Stop the bullshit of booing the Canadian anthem. It's bad luck. It's not a good look. Cut that shit out. But for 60 minutes tonight, you need to bring it like you've never brought it. And at the end of the night, we're going to experience the greatest moment in our sports fandom. If you're a huge hockey fan like myself, if you love the Florida Panthers like I do, tonight we're going to have one of the greatest moments in our lives. That's what I'm talking about. You know what else I'm talking about? I'm talking about making sure, God forbid, you know, there's a storm, there's flooding, whatever's going on out there, natural disasters. I can't control Mother Nature. God forbid something happens to your home. I want to make sure that you're taken care of the same way I am. You got to get your homeowner's insurance from Brunt Insurance. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204. Brunt Insurance has been providing me with my homeowner's insurance for over a decade now. I keep going back to Greg Brunt and his team because I know I'm taken care of. I'm getting the most comprehensive insurance coverage and at the best, most affordable rate out there. Now, wherever you're listening to Zaslow Show 2.0 in the state of Florida, they know your area. They have offices all throughout the state. So wherever you're calling from, 954-589-2204, bruntinsurance.com. They're going to know exactly what you need to make sure that you're covered. When it comes to homeowners, renters, condo insurance, there's so many options out there. It can make your head spin if you're doing it yourself. Don't worry. At Brunt Insurance, Greg Brunt and his team, they specialize in making the confusing crystal clear. Fully licensed staff, they're going to help you every step of the way. Bruntinsurance.com, 954-589-2204, 954-589-2204.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All guests on Zaslow Show 2.0 brought to us by the official beer of the program, Johnny Cuba. Pick up a six-pack of Johnny Cuba, your local Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie, johnnycuba.us. You can use the Johnny locator, find the nearest location to you. Make sure you always drink responsibly, and don't forget Johnny Cuba's mantra, stay tranquilo. I will try to stay to Tranquilo up until puck drop tonight at 8:20. Panthers Oilers game 7. Joining us now, ESPN NHL writer, senior writer Greg Wyshynski, kind enough to hang out with us again. I mean, how glad are you going to be, Greg, when all this travel is done? Like, have you ever had such a crazy travel schedule than what you've dealt with the last couple of weeks?
Yeah, I mean, it is the longest distance between two cities in the Stanley Cup final, and it is the longest into June that we've had a series. So it has been a marathon, well over 2 weeks on the road. And obviously, none of us were aware that it would go 7 games when it was 3-0 for the Panthers. But here we are. And listen, man, you know, it's all worth it for what we get tonight. But it's been a long one for sure.
Okay, so help put into a little bit of context here, Greg. How big is this game tonight? I mean, I heard the final call in Edmonton of game 6, and they called it, we're going to Florida for game 7 and the biggest game in the history of the Stanley Cup. Is that true?
Potentially. My bar for great Stanley Cup final series and ones that the game 7 felt like life or death was the 2011 series between the Bruins and the Canucks, just because of how nasty that series was. And then obviously Vancouver losing at home, the Canadian streak of cup drought continues, and then they burn their city down. that's where the bar is set for me. The difference between this and that is you have that historic comeback by Edmonton that will go down, if they complete it in game 7, as maybe the best postseason comeback in sports history, given the context, and the context being that the last team to do it was the 1942 Toronto Maple Leafs, who played 48 games in a season and who played 2 rounds in the playoffs. Like, it's the difference between running a lap and running a marathon when you compare the two feats. So you have that. And then on top of that, obviously, you have the McDavid part of it, where you are watching our Gretzky, our Mario Lemieux, our generational talent, potentially win his first cup and win it in the single most dramatic way he could win it. Oh, and by the way, he is the driving force behind this insane comeback. So it's a bit of a Canadian-centric view of Game 7 being the biggest game in the history of the playoffs. But I mean, there's ample evidence that that could be the case, even if the Panthers win and hold off this upset bid.
Does it matter how we got here? Do the previous 6 games matter before game 7?
They matter for the Oilers. You know, the fact of the matter is that in every round, the Oilers have gotten better after game 3 dramatically. Stuart Skinner, I think, has maybe 1 loss or is undefeated after game 3.
I think he's 10-0.
Yeah, I think he's 10-0, and I think the Oilers have 1 loss after game 3. So, like, they've made it a pattern where they don't get off the blocks fastest, but they win the race. And they've tightened up defensively in every series, and they've gotten progressively better, and Skinner has been the backbone for all of that. So the past is prologue for them. I mean, I don't think there's any way they can't feel good about where they are right now, based on that history, not only in this series, but in previous series. I don't think it matters to the Panthers, to be honest with you, that they're on the precipice of being a laughingstock and a punchline in perpetuity as the team that blows this lead. I think all that matters is that they built a lead to then get 4 cracks at winning a cup. And the previous 3 didn't go well. Game 6 was a disaster, I felt, for them, to the point where I think Paul Maurice doesn't even mention it in talking about the potential for them to win this game. He goes right back to game 5, where they played pretty well. I think they feel like they earned their cracks at this thing, and they don't necessarily feel the weight of the embarrassment that they'll incur if they lose.
So 2 of the 3 wins for Edmonton were on home ice, where they're a great home team all year. And of course, we know you get last change. So how huge is that now tonight for the Panthers?
It was bigger earlier in the series when they were keeping McDavid in check. But I mean, last time he was in South Florida, he put up 4 points. And they had last change, and they were throwing the five-man unit with Barkov and Forsling and Ekblad against them as often as possible, and it didn't matter. The biggest concern for the Panthers right now should be that the Oilers extended this thing to game seven with a game six win that didn't have a single point from McDavid. I don't even think he had a shot in the game.
Nope.
So, like, they were able to do that without Connor. And now you're in a game seven in a place where Connor just came off a four-point effort. And so last change is great. You get the matchups that you want. But at the end of the day, like, you are going up against a force of nature on the other side of the ice, and it may not matter who you throw at him at this point.
What do you expect tonight from an officiating standpoint? How is a game seven different when it comes to what the officials let go?
They let a lot go. It's going to be rare, especially I think this is the game where you would expect the potency of the Edmonton power play to be in the backs of the minds of the officials. At the end of the day, the referees don't want to affect the outcome of a game. Like, that's their mantra. That's their RoboCop programming. There's their prime directive. Don't influence the outcome of a game. They know inherently that if you give the Oilers 4 power plays in this game, you're going to directly affect the outcome of the Stanley Cup final because their power play will not go over 4. So that is probably in the backs of their minds. And then on top of that, game 7 are usually pretty tightly officiated, and you don't see a lot of power play opportunities.
The Panthers' defense the last few games, how much of it do you believe has been on Bobrovsky compared to how much should be on the defenseman letting them down in front of him?
I thought he played pretty well in game 6. He wasn't given a lot of opportunity by his defense on some of those chances. Cross ice, one-timers, guy falling down, breakaway, like, it's not on him if those kinds of high danger opportunities are presented to their opponents. That being said, I didn't think he was that good in game 5. I thought he gave up a goal to McDavid you can't give up, where you're just kind of standing there and McDavid scores. Anyone who's expecting Bob to put on the Superman cape and win 3-0 like he did in game 1 and game 7 is misguided. I think he's tired. I think his sharpness has waned as the series has gone on. I think they're doing everything they can to try to, like, drag this guy over the finish line in hopes that he can, you know, play well enough to give them a chance to win and not poorly enough to cost them the game. But, you know, if for all the talk about McDavid's legacy, I mean, we were a few games away from talking about Bob being a 2-time Vezina winner and a Stanley Cup champion. And so if he does pull a rabbit out of his hat tonight, changes the whole narrative, and all of a sudden he gets to be the hero again.
Is there any scenario where McDavid is not the Conn Smythe? Like, Sasha Barkov, game-winning goal, hat trick. Is McDavid still the Conn Smythe?
Yeah, I think so. I can't imagine. The only caveat that people were getting, besides maybe a dogmatic I don't vote for somebody on the losing team outlook, is that the series had not gone far enough for him to earn the Conn Smythe. Like, now that it's gone 7 games, that counter-argument goes by the wayside. We're talking about a player that broke a Wayne Gretzky record for most assists in a postseason. We're talking about a guy who's 2 points away from matching Gretzky's record for the most points in a Stanley Cup final. He's rewritten the record book in every round, and he is, in my opinion, the reason that there is a Game 7. I know he didn't really have an impact in Game 6, but back-to-back 4-point games, first guy in NHL history to do that in the final in 4 and 5 are the reason we're here. So I think there's every statistic and sort of like ethereal justification for him to be the MVP, and he's going to win it, win or lose.
Greg, the good news is no matter what happens tonight, you got one more plane ride. It's home, and then you're done. You get a little bit of a break here. No more flying between countries. Appreciate you joining us here. Thanks so much, and I hope it's a fantastic game tonight.
I think it's going to be a fantastic game. I think Paul Maurice said it tonight. Like, all the pressure that these guys have felt is going to be expressed in what could be the fastest hockey we have ever seen in the first, like, 10 or 15 minutes of this game. It's going to be great.
Thanks, Greg. Appreciate it.
Anytime.
Excellent job by Greg Wyshynski. He looked tired. He can't wait for this series. And too much travel. Way too much travel. All right, tonight's going to be so great, I can't wait. All right, You know what else I can't wait to tell you about? All the great deals that are going on right now. The summer sales event at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru. That's right, North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the only car dealership that I personally endorse here on Zaslow Show 2.0. And right now, if you take advantage of the summer sales event at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you can make zero down payment, make zero payment for 3 months, make zero security deposit. Plus, right now, you can get 0% APR financing on select new Subarus. And right now, 0% APR up to 72 months on the Subaru Solterra. What about the 2024 Subaru Crosstrek? You can lease for just $219 a month for 36 months with $59.95 due at signing with approved credit. Go to NFLSubaru.com. That's NFLSubaru.com. At North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, you're getting that exceptional experience, a brand new state-of-the-art facility on North Andrews Avenue. You can see it from I-95. It's that beautiful building at the Cypress Creek Road exit. So even if you want to enjoy an indoor car shopping experience, or you just want to have your current vehicle serviced, that's right, you go to North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, where they service all makes and models. NFLSubaru.com. Don't miss the summer sales event going on all month long at North Fort Lauderdale Subaru, the location you know with an experience you'll love. Let's get to Big Deal or Not a Big Deal. Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all of the big deals. That's Caneswear. That's right. Caneswear in Davie. They moved to a new location a few months ago, but it's the same plaza, same great experience, even bigger selection. 2655 South University Drive, just south of 595 on the west side of University. So easy to find them. If you are on your way tonight to Game 7, you stop into Caneswear, pick up your brand new Florida Panther gear. Obviously, no one has more Hurricane gear than Caneswear. Panthers, Dolphins, Heat, Inter Miami. Caneswear is the spot, Miami fan shop. Or you could do it from the comfort of your own home. Go to caneswear.com. Caneswear is the spot, South Florida sports fan shop for all of the big deals. Big deal or not a big deal? All right, it's going to be very Panther-centric here. How about if you've been wondering, when are they going to start talking about the Stanley Cup final on First Take? Well, here was the open to First Take. Stephen A. Smith, he's into it.
Guess who's about to do that hockey? Guess who's about to hockey, bro? It's us. It's us, baby. And guess what, Shay Shay? Your boy is in Florida. I'm going to Game 7. Uh-oh. I don't know a damn thing about hockey, but other than the fact that the puck is black. But damn it, everybody in the world is talking about hockey today. So that's what we gonna do. Shay Shay's back in the house. Your boy is back in the house. PK Subban is back in the house. And Commissioner Gary Bettman is coming into the house. Holla at your boys! Game 7! Whoa! Let's go!
I'm going big deal. How you love that? Opening the show there. I saw they had PK Subban on as well. I'm going big deal. How about that? Big deal or not a big deal? All right. So this was on Unsportsmanlike on ESPN Radio this morning, 6 a.m. Eastern, every weekday. My man Evan Cohen, Michelle Smallman, Chris Canty, he was off. And so one of their producers is called Pat Costello. Okay. Well, during the game on Friday night, during Game 6, I was getting text messages from Pat taunting me about the Panthers potentially collapsing. And Evan, he had my back this morning.
Our producer, Pat Costello, did something so horrible over the weekend.
Oh.
Horrible.
I hear the laughing. Okay.
Jonathan Zaslow is a host here on ESPN Radio. I've known Zaz for 20 years. He is a huge South Florida sports fan. He lives in the Miami area. Went to University of Florida. Loves the Panthers. Literally is watching every single game with his two teenage kids. This is a huge deal for him. During the Panthers game against the Oilers, seen on ABC ESPN Plus on Friday night, for whatever reason, Pat Costello, who was filling in on Carlin versus Joe with Joe Fortenbaugh and Jonathan Zaslow, started a group text. Someone checked Zaz's pulse. Fortenbaugh then quotes Zaz, the Panthers' defense is off base here. Then Pat, Zaz, does it hurt staring down the worst series loss in North American history that then crowns the best athlete on the continent? Zaz says, yo, take it easy. We're winning this game. That is so horrible by you, Pat. You cannot. First of all, you and Zaz aren't even friends. I mean, you've never. I would bet you've never met in person. You've never had a meal together. You worked a couple of shows. You did a big WrestleMania preview show, which was very good. You do a couple of shows together, and you think you can text him talking trash about this being one of the great collapses in sports history?
Yeah, absolutely.
You cannot do this.
Well, I did successfully.
But that is horrible.
I mean, it was pretty funny.
That's a big deal. That's an excellent job out of Evan Cohen. He's right. I've never even met Pat. I mean, I know him a little bit. Are we even friends? I think we're friendly. But you better not text me tonight. You want to text me after they win tonight? Fine. During the game, off limits. That's a big deal. And finally, big deal or not a big deal, how about the Lebatard show today? Here is Dan Lebatard, who essentially is telling all the Panther fans, butch the fuck up.
But what I saw in the last time the Panthers were here and they lost the game, I don't forget that they were pelting Edmonton's net with everything that had been figured out. That game at the end was Edmonton skating backwards saying, please don't end our season because the Panthers were at home. And I'm not saying you're not scared. I'm saying I can't wait till that third period tonight. And if they're down, I don't care that they're down because they've worn down everybody all year on that and they're at home. Am I scared of McDavid? Of course I am. Am I scared of Dreisaitl? Of course I am. They're worthy champions too. But this is the first time with this Panther team before it started, before the playoffs started, and I saw all those 100-point teams, that I said to you, this is a championship-worthy hockey team. And it is. You guys have been shook by the last three games. Do not blame you. Understand that that's what a desperate champion looks like. Let's go, Florida. Are you one? Are you a desperate champion? Because now the stakes are equal. And you know what? No one's going to laugh at Edmonton if they lose. They're going to laugh at you echoing an eternal if you lose this game. Great athletes love those stakes. Want those stakes. Want McDavid. Want the best. Don't want to win this trophy half-assed. Don't want McDavid hurt in the second period. Fans do. Fans want, please, get McDavid out of the game. Fans do. Fans are scared. Not champions. Champions don't do that. Champions want the best, want to take out the best.
That's an excellent job out of Lebatard right there. You tell me you don't want to run through a wall right now? You're not fired up for the game? That's a big deal, obviously. And that right there is another edition of Big Deal or Not a Big Deal, always brought to us where we get all the big deals on all of our favorite local sports apparel, Caneswear. Visit Caneswear in Davie, 2655 South University Drive, or go to caneswear.com for all of the big deals. Yes! Today's show brought to you in part by Bet Online. If you're listening to the show right now before the game, I'm likely still on ESPN Radio, 3 to 7 p.m. Eastern right now. Right now, as you get done listening to the show, I am hosting Freddie and Harry alongside Amber Wilson today. I'm doing that show the entire week, so come and hang out. That'll be fun. Good luck to everybody tonight. Tonight has an opportunity to be a forever moment, a forever memory for us as sports fans. It's going to be fantastic. I'm so excited. You should be as well. Thanks, everybody behind the scenes, for helping to put together a great show as always. Your hard work inspires me every single day. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow on another edition of Zaslow Show 2.0. You know what that means. Ah, the show is over. What better time now than to go out back with a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. That's right. That's what I look forward to after every show. And now my day's work is done. I got a six-pack of Johnny Cuba. We're talking European roots with a Caribbean soul. I'm going to sit outside by the pool here at the Zaslow Mansion and just enjoy the rest of my day. Having a Johnny Cuba makes me feel like I'm right back in the Caribbean. We're talking a refreshing German lager in a can. You can get it anywhere. Sedano's, Presidente, Winn-Dixie. And right now, you got special holiday prices on six packs of Johnny Cuba. Make sure you pick up your Johnny Cuba merch as well. We got the hot sauce coming up. Johnny Cuba, stay tranquilo because more is always brewing.
This is the story of the one.
As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.